The care of prisoners' health across the state will remain in the hands of the embattled current provider, Centurion of Tennessee, but it's going to cost considerably more, WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Right now, medical costs are around $11 per day per inmate. Centurion's new bid would hike the individual cost up to almost $17 a day. Over 5 years, that's an extra $100 million. But speaking to the governor, officials with the state's correction agency said only two companies bid on the contract. They also blamed the change in demographics and inmate population for the higher cost, including a growing number of prisoners over 50 and a sudden rise in women behind bars. Wes Landers, the correction department's chief financial officer, said many are coming in with serious problems.
Over 70% of those females at intake are being diagnosed with some co-occurring mental health and substance abuse or use disorder.
Landers says of men and women, 60% suffer from a chronic or serious illness. Centurion has provided medical services to the more than 20,000 incarcerated in Tennessee since 2013. Legal allegations of inadequate care abound, including a woman who had to give birth without a doctor present, failure to provide medication to inmates suffering from hepatitis C, and a man who died after 2 weeks in the prison's infirmary following a brain hemorrhage. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.